Again, thank you for coming, and have a good time. I'll see you at the break.
All right, I'll say good day to each and every one of you this day of your time. How are you? All right, we are here to discuss the notion of shattering old patterns, breaking old habits, removing yourselves from the ruts of repetitive behavior that you may have created in your lives that you may feel is holding you back from doing many of the things that you wish to do, or you may feel is holding you back from the pace at which you wish to proceed. So shattering old patterns will be the idea we will discuss this day of your time. In the first half of this workshop, this exercise, in the second half, we will also discuss exercises and meditations that can be instrumental in putting you directly in touch with your higher self, more direct communication between you and what you consider your higher self to be, your higher perspective or point of view. Also, the meditation that we will be sharing with you this day toward the end of the second half will be specifically designed not so much to put you in touch with the higher self, but to allow you an opportunity to begin to actually see your reality from the point of view of the higher self. Now, this particular meditation will be very different than most of the meditations that we will conduct or have conducted in the past. And you may find that this final meditation may be a little bit disorienting, may make you feel actually a little bit dizzy, but that is all right. By the time we arrive at the point in this interaction where we will share that meditation with you, many other changes will have taken place within you. You will have been able to start to set up situations and abilities within yourself to break the old patterns, and this will allow you to become more easily able to utilize a more conscious connection to the higher self and function from that point of view in your daily lives. So let us begin with the notion of patterns and habits and rituals that you may feel no longer serve you in your life. So I will ask you right now, everyone, stand up right now. Quick, 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 stand up, stand up, stand up. Are you all standing? All right, sit down. Now, this is just to illustrate a point and to lend a little bit of flavor to the theme of today, to give you a little bit of a preview of the degree of activity that you may be called upon to utilize, and also to underline and underscore the whole notion of breaking patterns, the unexpected, being prepared to take a leap at a moment's notice, to change your preconceived notions about how these things usually go, or how they ought to go, or what it is you expected to happen here today. All right, let us begin. Let us talk for a moment briefly about the things that have been said about patterns and habits and what they are. Individuals in your society have created the notion of ritual and repetition and habit and pattern for quite some time. Now, we are not saying that all patterns are negative, by no means. You have created certain automatic patterns to occur in your reality so that you can free yourself from having to watch every single detail, every single moment of every single day of what it is you think you have to do, so that you can free yourself up by having certain things run on automatic, as it were, so that you can focus on other things. Some patterns, some repetition may be necessary in your physical reality for you to even be able to experience the notion of physical reality itself. The habits, obviously, and the patterns that we are discussing that you wish to change are the ones that you feel are no longer representative of the person that you choose to be, that you desire to be, of the reality that you desire to have and create. These habits, these patterns are usually a result of a few things that occur in your lives, particularly as you are growing up, as you are crystallizing, so to speak, as the true persona you chose to be. Now, I wish to tell you that you have a saying
upon your planet. And this saying comes to some degree from an inner intuition, an inner insight into the reality of the cycles that do exist in your society. This saying is, life begins at 40. We have discussed to some degree this notion before, the idea that your society functions primarily on 40-year cycles, that great shifts, both individually and collectively, usually occur at 40-year cycles in your society. In a very real way, you can begin to understand this individually on another level. Because of the kind of habits and patterns that you have created in the past, because of the kinds of rituals that you usually adhere to or are taught to believe in as you are growing up, it usually takes you, as a species, in general, on average, about 40 years of life in order to actually mature into an adult. Everything before the age of approximately 33, you are a child. Everything between 33 and 40, on average, there will always be exceptions, but on average, will be for the purpose of breaking out of your cocoon, of allowing yourself to rethink and reevaluate and redefine the beliefs that you were brought up with as a child, and to establish for yourself an assimilation and a synthesis of all the ideas you have absorbed, and to concoct and create a belief structure, a belief system that will be germane to the persona, the true persona that you really chose to be in this life. For the personality that you choose to be before the physical life, the one that you allow yourself to use in your society to really make a difference, to really have an effect, to really exemplify and express yourself as the being itself that you are. In your society in the past and to this present day, usually does not begin to manifest until around your age 40. And you use your years of 33 to 40 to crystallize and solidify the idea of the persona that you chose to be in this life. And at the same time, you use that same 7-year time span to transform the things you no longer are, the belief systems you no longer prefer. Now, if you haven't done it by 40, that's all right. There's nothing wrong with you. Again, understand, this is simply an average slice of your society that is generally representative of the cycle you have created, that is an automatic cycle to help you move ahead, even though there may be times when you do have no notion of how to do so. So you create a swell, a wave, a movement of energy that plays itself out in this general cyclical fashion to help you move ahead, to help you ride with the wave in general, so that you will not just be left standing still. But those of you who understand this principle sooner can accelerate sooner. Those of you who are only understanding this principle now, no matter what your age, can accelerate as quickly as you wish to. There is no hard and fast rule about the idea of the cycle, especially not now, because this is the transformational life, the transformational age upon your planet. This is the life when all the things you have learned in past lives come together, when you can bring them all into a synthesis that allows you to pick and choose consciously, not unconsciously, consciously, who it is you prefer to be, and what kind of a reality, individually and collectively, you really can create. This is the life where you wake up, really wake up, understanding that you really have for quite some time been walking in your sleep as a species, as a society. Now you are beginning to wake up. And so, let us talk about the idea of how some of these habits and patterns became ingrained, became locked, seemingly, into your persona structure, into your database, into your programming. Taking into account, while we discuss this, that even the notion in and of itself of programming is one of the definitions that sometimes perpetuates habit and patterns. But we will get into that later, as you say. Let us begin with the notion of growing up as a very young child. Very young child. You, as a spirit, choose your general life, your parents, your general associations, general situations that you experience in this physical life before you are born. You make certain choices so that you will be able to experience certain kinds of things so that you can balance the experiences you have had before, so that you can add to the total knowledge of the spirit that you are, so that you can fulfill the notions of self-expression that you desire to fulfill in this physical reality you have created yourself to be. Remember that I did not say that you are in physical reality. I said the physical reality you have created yourself to be. Big difference. Because you do not exist in physical reality. You are physical reality. It is you. It is an extension of the consciousness that you are. This is one of the things you will begin to understand as you break apart the old patterns and create new directions for yourself. But again, as you are growing up, as you become physicalized, as you solidify yourself, as you lower the frequency of your consciousness and become crystallized or frozen, if you will, into physical reality, you begin a process of slow crystallization as well as the rapid crystallization of your physical form. The slow crystallization takes place over many years, approximately the first 3 to 7 years of physical life. And within this slow crystallization, you begin to absorb and adopt the beliefs, attitudes, and viewpoints of the physical reality and the society that you have chosen to be born into. You begin to adopt the attitudes of your parents, of your friends, of your peers, of your governments, of your power, authority systems, all the things that you know as a very young child intuitively that you must begin to absorb, at least on some level. Otherwise, you will not be able to survive as a physical being. You have to begin to buy into the reality system that you have chosen to be born into, or you will not be a part of it. It will not be able to sustain you. The beings within it will not be able to understand you, or nurture you, or communicate with you, nor you with them. So for the sake of being able to communicate and be sustained by the reality you chose to be born into, you begin to accept the belief systems of that reality for the purpose of forming that link, that bridge, that connection. Now, this in and of itself is not a negative thing. However, because of the way your society has been steeped for many thousands of years in certain limiting and negative belief systems, many of those ideas are still residual within many, many of you. And unbeknownst very often to you, many of those belief systems are transmitted to the children in your society unconsciously, telepathically. The fears, the doubts, the hesitations, the self-failures, the notions of lack of deservability, lack of competence, all of these notions are encoded within your energy field, within the consciousness that you are, and very, very often will be imparted to the child on a telepathic level. And because they are so open, so willing to be crystallized into the reality into which they have born, they will soak it all in for the most part. Generally speaking, only a child, only a spirit that has been able to stabilize itself to a certain degree will have any degree of ability at all to refuse to absorb certain negative limitations or belief systems that your society imparts upon that child while it is growing up. Now, this is happening more and more, as more and more beings that are reincarnating on your planet at this time are passing through what we generally call the Arcturus Gate. And this Arcturus Gate is an energy field, a consciousness realm, through which your consciousness can pass and be assisted in its alignment, so that when it chooses to be born again into your physical reality, it comes in more strong, more centered, more focused, more already crystallized, and finds that the old belief systems now can bounce off and not be soaked up by that young child. But still, for now, many children absorb these ideas because they are so open, so loving, so willing to believe that the reality they have been born into supplies them with all the love, the unconditional love with which they were supplied in non-physical reality. Although, again, more and more children are remembering who they were and thus are not as affected by the idea of the negative beliefs that might go along with the positive ones. But this brings us up to understand that as you are growing up, any time at all, anything that is contradictory to the unconditional love you know you are made of is presented to you. Any time you are forced by situation to limit yourself, to cut yourself off from that unlimited being that you are, any time you are in any way, shape, or form coerced into not being allowed to express the totality of your being, anytime that this occurs, you then choose to diminish your awareness of yourself just a little bit more, just a little bit more, just a little bit more. Fit into this mold, that mold. Do it this way. This is the way it's done. You must fit. You must fit. You must fit. You don't want to be thought of as strange or unusual. You don't want to be looked at as crazy and locked up. You must fit. You must belong. You must be one of us. All right. I'll diminish myself a little bit more, and a little bit more, and a little bit more, because I want you to love me. I am missing the love. Where is the love? Is this the way to get it? To accept what you are saying? To buy into your belief? If I believe as you do, if I limit myself, will you love me? All right, I'll limit myself. But then, after you are so good at doing that, thinking that you are doing it because that's the way you're going to get the love that somehow isn't there, that somehow isn't unconditional, all of a sudden you begin to realize you've been doing it long enough that now you don't know any other way to attract love other than to continue to limit yourself. And so, this is the process that you are now going through to break that chain of limitation, of self-limitation, so that you can understand that you deserve unconditional love anyway, no matter what, just because you exist. There are no specific parameters that must exist to define you to say that you must be this way in order to deserve the unconditional love that comes from all that is. That is your natural state of being. But between the years of 3 to 7, you have learned the lesson of limitation so well that you now almost do not know any other way to be. And sometimes it takes a real shock to the system to break you out of that cycle, to break you out of that self-limitation and complacency. The complacency of accepting yourself as a limited being. Well, yes, this is who I am. This is the way it is. You can't do this and you can't do that. Everyone knows that. That's the way it is. I'll do the best I can. I'll try as hard as I can. I'll try and try. I'll do my best. But, well, you know, it may not happen, and that's the way it is, and that's okay. I'll accept that because I'm a limited being. Because I have learned to accept my limitations so that I will be loved for my limitation. You all have seen it many times. You all have seen it. Why is it that the individual who excels very often is hated and feared by those around them? Why? Why was your expression of the Christ consciousness crucified on the cross? Why? because of the fear that this was a being expressing the innate unlimitedness within each and every one of you. And the fear that if you expressed that unlimitedness, you would not be loved. You would lose the love you had, the love of your friends, the love of your parents, the love of your peers.